Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Taylor Douthat. Batting second. The third baseman, Andy High. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chick Hafey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ernie Orsatti. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Syl Johnson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Syl Johnson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. And now, play ball. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High takes first base on ball four. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. High moves to second. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Roe Edgar now playing right field. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats English for the out. Beck moves to third. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby strikes out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Douthat. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Beck scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Kyler scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Roe Edgar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roe Edgar hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gelbert moves to second. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Roe Edgar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0-for-1 in the game. Douthat hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. High hits a ball on the ground towards short. English can't make a play. That's a base hit. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English takes first base on ball 4. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Hornsby moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Smith for a passed ball. Hornsby moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. High can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hornsby scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Roe Edgar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm is walked intentionally. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Kyler scores. Grimm moves to third. It's 6-0, Cubs. Fred Frankhouse now pitching. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush bunts towards the mound. Frank House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bottomley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Roe Edgar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roe Edgar is 0 for 1 in the game. Roe Edgar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Beck hits a fly ball into right field. Roe Edgar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0 for 2 in the game. Douthat hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. High hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler bunts towards the mound. Frank House fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Bottomley reaches second base with a double. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0-for-2 in the game. Hafey hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bottomley scores. It's 6-2, Cubs. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 0-for-2 in the game. Roedger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hafey scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Frankhouse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gelbert moves to third. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gonzalez moves to second. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Beck bunts and there's an error on the play. Gonzalez moves to third. Bush moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. English hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Bush moves to third. Beck moves to second. It's 7-3, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-3 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bush scores. There goes Beck trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. English moves to third. One out. It's 8-3, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Roedger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. English tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Cubs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kyler is hit by the pitch. Hornsby moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Hornsby moves to third. Kyler moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. Kyler scores. Stevenson moves to second. It's 11-3, Cubs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Smith for a passed ball. Stevenson moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards third. High settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. High hits a ball on the ground towards short. English misplays the ball. That's an error on English. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a pop-up towards third. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bottomley strikes out. Two outs. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Kerry Self now playing second base. Bubba Jonard now catching. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a line drive into right field. Roe Edgar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Beck strikes out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. English strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Roe Edgar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roe Edgar is 0 for 3 in the game. Roe Edgar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Jonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jonard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 3 in the game. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Kyler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frankhouse hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. High hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.